And joining me right now here on the Mark Mosey Show to go with the latest on Florida Gator football as they recap spring practice. We'll put a bow on it this past Saturday. This guy does a great job covering the team. He's my good friend Andrew Spivey with Gator Country. Andrew, how you doing today?
Doing good, Mark. Thanks for having me on, and it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. How was that spring game last Saturday at the Swamp?
It was a spring game. It was good. You know, what you get from it's not much because it is predetermined as far as, you know, how they're going to do things, what they're going to run. And, you know, it's a methodical process that they do so that nobody, you know, steals anything, like they're going to steal anything from April until, you know, September or October. But overall, good. You know, was able to see DJ Lagway out there. Was able to, you know, kind of see how Mertz has gotten better, and he has. And, you know, some of the freshmen kind of stood out. LJ McCray stood out. Jaden Baugh, the freshman running back, I thought stole the show overall. So some good things out there. Some things that you still think probably need to be addressed and fixed, like having 10 men on the field for blocking a field goal. That still needs to be addressed, but hey, it hadn't been addressed in 3 years.
What was the buzz like in the building when Lagway was the quarterback?
Oh, I said this to someone on Saturday, I think, and I said, you know, the pressure's there for DJ, and everybody knows it, but the fans, when they hear his name, they just go berserk. And, you know, when he was introduced as the starting quarterback for Team Orange, and, you know, he got the first snaps of the game because Team Orange received the ball, it was electric, you know. And then I believe in between the first and the second quarter, they were announcing the newcomers on the Jumbotron. And when his name came up, it was a loud ovation again. So, you know, everyone knows DJ's the guy, and DJ's the guy that everybody wants to see. And, you know, he handles the pressure well. And DJ's a very, very good quarterback, but Graham Mertz has done his job, and he looked pretty good on Saturday. And Graham Mertz is going to be QB1 when it comes to fall.
You've been doing Gator recruiting for a long time, and I've known you for a long time. Is the hype real for Lagway as a recruit and now as a player at the University of Florida?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I've seen some great ones come through, you know, in recruiting, you know, and, you know, you've had some guys like Dwayne Haskins and Justin Fields and those guys that, you know, visited Florida and, you know, came through. You know, we've been able to see Trevor Lawrence and guys like that. And, you know, I'll say DJ Lagway's up there as far as a guy who impressed in high school football, and, you know, is going to have a big career, in my opinion. I mean, he can do it all. He has a big arm. He's athletic. He can run. He makes good decisions, you know, and the biggest thing for him is growing and continuing to get better and, you know, understanding that the game gets a little faster in college. And, you know, if there's been one thing that they said he needed to improve on this spring, and that is, you know, understanding that sometimes his big arm can get him in trouble where he thinks he can fit it in a hole and it gets intercepted. But, you know, that's a freshman quarterback that's going to learn. You know, you don't expect him to be making those same mistakes this time next year.
If you are Billy Napier and this coaching staff, how do you handle him this year as a true freshman?
Yeah, I mean, I think you get him some snaps and get him some packages. I mean, you know, again, he can do some things with his legs. I mean, a guy that went over 1,000 yards and in double-digit touchdowns in running in high school and is a very athletic guy. I mean, played baseball and played the outfield and played the infield as well. And so athletic guy. And, you know, you can get him some packages where it doesn't have to just be running, but it can be throwing as well, just to change of pace a little bit for Graham Mertz. And you can, you know, let DJ see the field and understand the speed of it. So this time next year when it's DJ's team, you know, he's not a guy that's walking out there green as far as game experience goes. And again, you know, with the the way recruiting goes and the way the transfer portal goes, if DJ can get out there and show some stuff on the field and excite some players around the country in high school and in college of what's to come for him next year, it'll help him in both of those off the field as well. So, you know, I expect him to get packages. How many he plays to get the game, I don't know. I think that would probably be dictated by how the game goes, but I do expect him to play some.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to him one-on-one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had a chance to talk to DJ for, you know, now almost 2 years or more than 2 years now. And, you know, one of the best, you know, human beings around, comes from a great family. His dad, DJ Sr., is an awesome guy as well. His mom's good people. And, you know, DJ's a very humble kid who, you know, doesn't allow the hype to go to his head and, you know, doesn't allow the pressure to overtake what he's about. And, you know, he's a good person to be a leader on your team. He's good for your community. You know, he'll be doing things in the Gainesville area with kids and that kind of stuff. So, you know, you couldn't have asked for a better, you know, player and person in DJ Lagway.
We're here at the Andrew Spivey Gator Country. I had another guest come on this week talk about, you know, he has his own apparel line that they're going to sell at a store on campus. Like, is this the world we're going to live in now where 18-year-olds show up with their own apparel line and they haven't even played yet?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, again, I think that that was kind of the way that this NIL was supposed to go, where you could profit off of that. You know, that way the University of Florida couldn't be sitting up there selling, you know, number two Lagway jerseys and, you know, DJ not getting any profit. So I think this was, you know, it was the intention of the NIL goal at the beginning. And, you know, again, we just talked about it. The hype is around him. The fans love him. You know, and why not have an apparel line? I love it. You know, I was telling someone the other day, I went into the Gator baseball game Friday night and noticed that Jack Caglione has his own apparel line where it says Cags and stuff like that. So, you know, I like it. You know, I have two kids of my own and, you know, they love that stuff. They love to be wearing a Jack shirt or a DJ shirt around and showing everybody that. So I'm okay with it. I like it, actually.
Wait. Are they selling Gator number two Lagway jerseys at the team store? I might have to buy one.
Yeah, they are. And, yeah, I think that that's going to be a big-time seller.
If you're Mertz, you are going to be the starter game one against Miami. What's going on in his head right now with this hype from a freshman that's right behind him?
You know, I think in a way it helps Graham Mertz because, you know, Graham doesn't have the pressure on him as much because everyone's talking about DJ. And Graham and DJ have a great relationship. And also Graham knows he's the guy. He understands how good he is and can be. So I think in a way it helps him a little bit because – everyone's not talking about how great he can be. He's kind of flying under the radar a little bit, and I think that it's a good thing. And, you know, again, will the pressure get there, you know, when Graham has a game that he struggles in, and every quarterback does, is that going to, you know, be pressure that, you know, he thinks, okay, I'm about to lose my job? You know, I don't think so because I think Napier's been very upfront and honest that it's his team, but he will hear the boos, you know, if he has a bad game or see the frustration for fans. But, you know, right now I think he's flying under the radar, and I think that that's going to help him.
Here's my other thing. All right, when's the last time a quarterback started every game? Was it 2020 when we had Kyle Trask for the Gators? Because there's been problems where we've had to play multiple quarterbacks during a season.
Yeah.
I know.
You're probably right.
I put you on the spot. I know.
Yeah. Without looking that up, yeah, I think it would be. And that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, again, you need to have DJ ready to go. And, you know, the quarterback depth behind them is – pretty bad. I mean, you know, you got a Colorado State transfer and some walk-ons there. So, you know, DJ's got to be ready. And I think that's another reason to getting some packages, getting, you know, some work early on in the season. You know, obviously you don't have the mop-up game one when you have Miami. You don't have a mop-up game there, but you can still get in some packages and get his feet wet.
I'm ready for the Miami game now. I don't know if you know this, Andrew. This is the problem. I'm ready. When is it? When is it? Labor Day? Is that when we're playing?
Yeah, yeah.
Far.
Yeah, it is. But by the next thing we'll be thinking about is Dallas for media days, and the season will be here. And right now we're going through the transfer portal. So as much as that team was on Saturday, you're going to lose some guys from that team that are going to hit the portal, and you're going to add some guys from the portal, and that's just the way it is. Florida has to lose some guys in order to add some guys, as they were at the scholarship limit. And so, what you've seen on Saturday wasn't the 2024 football team that you'll see against Miami in a couple months.
Okay, what is the latest? And I know this answer can change in the next 5 minutes. As of today, what's the latest transfer portal recruiting with Gator Country? You guys do a great job.
Yeah, recruiting's going well. There's a lot of wait and see in recruiting because of just the noise around Billy Napier. And again, that's nothing Billy can do. There's nothing anybody can do. It just is the nature of the business that, he's, been talked about being on the hot seat. And that's something that, a lot of recruits are looking at and seeing and, taking a little bit of a wait-and-see approach, per se. And, they've done a good job so far in recruiting. And, I think they'll continue to do well. I mean, Billy Napier's done really well in recruiting high school guys as well. And, as far as the transfer goes, they've contacted a couple guys. The Colorado State receiver, Justice Ross Simmons, was a guy they got in contact with yesterday. They talked to him. They talked to the USC transfer, the offensive lineman that's from Clearwater, Jason, and I think it's called the Demilio or something. And they talked to him. They're talking to some guys behind the scenes, trying to set some visits up here as, the portal goes. And I think they'll look for 1 to 2 receivers in this. They'll look for a tight end, and they'll look for some interior defensive linemen in the portal. And you expect maybe this weekend and then the following weekend for sure some guys to come in and take official visits.
Okay, here's my question for you. And you do a great job of Florida Gator football recruiting everything with GatorCountry.com. You look at the transfer portal recruiting classes. Have you changed the way you cover this stuff where it's nonstop 24/7 with updates? Or are you just like, just business as usual?
Yeah, it's definitely, made you stay in contact with kids more. Guys that, maybe were, didn't commit to Florida or whatever. It's definitely made you kind of stay in contact with those guys and stay in contact with their people more because of the fact that they may enter the portal or they may know somebody that entered the portal. And so you keep in contact with them to keep that relationship going. And, and it's one of those things where it's kind of like recruiting is 24/7, but not just high school kids, it's college kids as well. And, you definitely have to rely on sources and people that are just outside of the state of Florida as well, because you never know who's entering the portal and you never know who's looking at Florida. I go back to the January portal time, and I had a friend of mine call from another school and say, hey, I'm hearing that so-and-so may enter the portal and go to Florida because he wants to get that closer to home, and he was the one that tipped me off on it. And so it's one of those things where evolve for sure. I don't know that I like it, I'm gonna be honest, because the relationship game isn't there as much. You don't have the opportunity to really build a relationship with the guy in high school and then watch him finish his career at Florida. You're not guaranteed that anymore. And it's happening more and more where guys that you have covered in high school are maybe there 1 year and then they're gone, and it kind of sucks in a way.
Well, it's like DJ Lagway, where he's there on campus. We saw him in the spring game, but I don't know if I trust any current football player if they're going to be on the team in another year. So it's like you're still recruiting with a guy that's even on campus. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I talked to some college coaches that are good friends of mine, and they've even said that it has kind of changed the way they coach.
Yes,
you can't coach guys as hard anymore because of the feeling of, okay, well, if I upset, you know, freshman Johnny over here and tell him that he needs to get better in this ain't high school, well, then he's going to get mad at me and enter the portal. So I have to baby him a little bit more and coddle him a little bit more. And at the end of the day, that's not helping anything because no. He's not getting better. And that's kind of the nature of where we're at and with this portal. And, you know, the NCAA is supposed to be meeting today, and, you know, they're going to approve, you know, a guy to transfer as many times as he wants to and be able to play. And, I don't agree with it. I think we're running from our problems and not being forced to get better. And, I think that that's a bad thing. I don't like it.
Well, it's like, okay, you're second on the depth chart. One guy's ahead of you. Well, I won't beat him out, so I'll answer the transfer portal. But you go to the transfer portal, there could be 300 people in front of you. It goes both ways. Before I let you go, we're here at the Andrew Spivey Gator Country, and always love having these conversations with you. Overall, do you have confidence after watching spring practice and seeing the spring game? Do you have confidence in this football team, or do you still have concerns going into the fall?
I'm confident that they're going to be better, but the issue is the schedule is downright rough. It is what it is. It's the toughest schedule in the country. It's not easy. There's no breaks. It's tough from start to finish. It's going to be a rough schedule. Do I think Florida's better? Absolutely. Billy Napier's told people he thinks it's the best roster he's had since he's been in Florida, and that may be true. Is the depth there? No, it's not. You said it just a second ago. When's the last time, you know, a quarterback played all 12 games? Well, when's the last time you didn't have any injuries? And it just doesn't happen, you know. Every team has injuries where guys miss a game or two there, and that's an issue. And, you know, again, what's the end goal that's going to satisfy people? Is 6-6, is 7-5, or do they need to be 10-2? If you're on that, they need to be 10-2. I have bad news for you. That's going to be very, very tough. If 6-6, 7-5 is okay for you, then I have confidence that you'll probably be okay because I think this team is better. So, what your expectations are would kind of determine my answer on that. I do think they're a better football team than they were this time last year.
Okay, here's my concern. They were an average team, couldn't even get to a bowl game last year. But I liked ETN and I liked Pearsall. They're both gone. So who are the playmakers on offense, Andrew? They're going to step up and make plays this fall.
Yeah, I mean, Montrell's going to be good. We know how good he can be. We'll see who's RB2. I after watching the spring game, I think RB2 is Jaden Baugh. I think he overtakes Treyon Webb. Cam Carroll's the guy coming back from injury. We'll see where he is. At receiver is Trey Wilson, and then the transfer in from Wisconsin, DK. And he looked good, and he's a playmaker, and I like him a lot there. The issue is you need to go find another transfer portal receiver to step up to be that third receiver, because right now you really have two there. You know, tight end, it's a question mark. Arlis Boardingham's a guy that, you know, I think there is some bright spots for him, and then there's times where he struggles. So what we'll see from that, we'll see. I think that it's a question mark, and I think that's why they're looking at a tight end in this. What I said a second ago is kind of where I'm at with the offense, and that is they have a couple of top-tier guys, and then it's like a big drop-off behind that. And, you know, who's going to step up? Can Marcus Burke step up and be that guy? Can, you know, a guy come out of nowhere? Can Andy Jean step up and be that? One of those freshmen step up and be that? Can Baugh end up being that guy at running back that can step up? Is there a tight end that can step up? Maybe an Amir Jackson that's a freshman. There's a lot of what is because there's not a lot of proven for sure when you turn the tape on, hey, you better stop this guy outside of Trey Wilson.
What can we check out with Gator Country for the latest on transfer portal, recruiting, spring game? What do you got for us, buddy?
Yeah, still catching up with recruits on the spring game and getting their reactions to it. Obviously following the portal and putting a bow on the football team for spring practice and following the portal for the basketball team and following baseball right now as the Gators, you know, look to get back on track in SEC play.
And your Braves are okay right now?
We're okay. We lost Ozzie Albies, so that sucks. You know, broke his toe and not playing well, but still find a way to have the best record in the National League. So I guess we're okay. Got to get Acuna going and, you know, got to get pitching healthy. Spencer Strider's out. That sucks. And maybe we'll get a Hawks victory tonight.
Have you gone to a Braves game yet this year?
Absolutely. Went and watched them play the Mets.
So you had a good time. That's what you're telling.
No, we got 16-4.
What? You didn't.
Yeah, it was not far.
You did not expect that. Andrew Spivey, Gator Country. My man, thanks for helping. Have a great day.
Absolutely, Mark. Take care, buddy.